Hey, what's up, everybody? Luke Rangel here with another episode of Transformation Secrets for you. Today, I want to talk about the 4th of July and what is the proper way to eat up until the 4th of July. So I'm going to give you more of a basic for those that are just kind of starting out. And then I'm going to give you more of an advanced thing that I'm personally doing for people that have been kind of already in the motion. And I'll explain that more as we go. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about is with the 4th of July and the making of this video, it's only 6 days away. Today's Monday, it is next Sunday. And what usually happens, people want to, right? They want to lose weight, cut weight, look as skinny as possible because they're probably going to be in some kind of swimming suit or next to a pool or something. They just want to feel more confident. Nothing wrong with that, right? But what they usually do is they either cut carbs. They either skip meals or don't eat at all. They eat way less calories than they're supposed to, or really any kind of fad diet out there, especially juice cleanses. I have so many people that get on a juice cleanse so they could lose 5 to 10 pounds before their vacation, whatever it may be. And the problem with this, I mean, there's tons of problems, right? But the main problem with this is they don't realize that the weight they're actually losing is most likely their muscle. It is not fat. So yeah, you may feel good about yourself because on the scale it says you lost 5 to 10 pounds doing something drastic, but not only does that mess up your mentality for the future, but what it does is you're losing muscle mass. And what is happening on the inside of your body is you're actually gaining fat. Again, our bodies, we are mammals, we're humans. And the main purpose for our human body is to survive. So if we're not feeding it proper nutrients, if we're not giving it enough calories throughout the day, what happens is our body produces fat as a survival mechanism. That is why you see a lot of people who are skinny fat. And the reason why they're skinny fat is because they do it with one of those fad diets, that cutting carbs, cutting calories, juice cleanses, whatever it may be, enter the blank, right? And so yeah, they lose all the weight, but yet they still have low energy. They don't look good. They don't feel good. Have you ever met someone, or maybe have you ever said yourself like, oh, one time I was at X weight, but I don't want to get back down that low because I didn't feel good. The only reason you didn't feel good is because you did it the wrong way. Trust me, you could go back to that same weight and feel 10 times better. I've done it myself. I used to say the same thing. But that's another story for another time. So what is the proper way to eat? Here is the basic plan. And then again, for those of you that have been doing the more advanced version, and I'll explain what that is in a bit, I'll give you the advanced version of it as well. But if you're part of our Warrior Elite, our customized coaching program, talk to your coach first. Don't just take my words. They know more about you. They talk to you on a day-to-day basis. I'm giving you the overview for most people, right? So the basic version, I promise you, if you do this, you will lose weight this week. You will have more energy and you will feel good by the 4th of July. So here is like the foolproof, simple version that every single person could do. Step number one, have 2 shakes a day, 2 protein shakes a day. Have whatever shakes you want. If you want my recommended shakes that I personally have, go ahead, comment down below, send me a message, and I will reach out to you and help you with the same protein that I personally take for the last 8 years. But have 2 protein shakes a day. I always recommend having it for breakfast and for lunch for brand new people looking for weight loss. Reason being, what usually happens for breakfast? You either skip it at all, or you're in a rush and you eat something unhealthy, right? And then what usually happens at lunch? You're going out with your coworkers, eating bad, or you're too busy because work piles up and you have a crazy job like that, and you skip that as well. So instead of skipping meals, instead of eating something bad, have a protein shake. Very simple. It takes 30 seconds to make. You can make it in the morning, take it with you, put it in a fridge, whatever you want. It is so simple to do that anyone could do it, right? It takes 30 seconds to shake it up. Or if you want to get fancy, you could take a minute and blend it, right? Very simple to do. Have 2 protein shakes a day. The second thing is have 2 protein snacks a day. Emphasis on that protein. So this is where the intentionality comes in to actually lose the weight. Most people, they'll snack like, oh yeah, I had a I had fruit. I had oatmeal for breakfast. I had some fruit as my snacks. Later for lunch, I had a salad. And then for dinner, I had some chicken. So if you listen to that, does that sound healthy? Absolutely. Will that help you lose weight? Maybe, maybe not. Reason being, you're not having any protein. No protein in oatmeal, they're like 4 grams. No protein in fruit. The only time you're having protein is maybe with your salad, if it has some kind of protein in it, and then at dinner, right? But throughout the entire day, you're not getting enough protein. So you wanna have protein snacks. And what I always say, like for the busy person, the easy to go snacks, Greek yogurts, cottage cheese, hard boiled eggs, beef jerky, anything of that source. And if you're like, well, that's a lot of dairy, I don't wanna have dairy, then choose anything. What I always recommend is at least 15 grams of protein for females, at least 20 to 25 grams of protein for males. So if you need something that's not dairy, then yeah, you're gonna have to meal prep a little bit. Make some chicken ahead of time and take 3 to 4 ounces with you as a snack. Very simple to do, right? So those are your snacks. So first thing is make sure you have 2 protein shakes a day, have 2 protein snacks a day. And then the third thing you have to do, just have 1 small colorful meal per day, right? This is as easy as, if you look at the size of your palm, this is the size of your protein for your dinner. If you look at the size of your fist, this is your starch or your carbs. And then put out your hands like that, fill it up with vegetables, and it is that simple. So if you have, so if you're looking out through your whole day, breakfast, you have a shake. For your snack, some kind of protein snack, let's say Greek yogurt. For lunch, you have another shake. For your next snack, have another protein snack. Let's say you have hard-boiled eggs. And then for dinner, portion control, small, colorful meal, I promise you, you are going to lose weight like crazy. It is literally that simple. But as the great Jim Rohn says, what is simple to do is also simple not to do. But I promise you, if you plan ahead, you could do this and you can not only look your best in the next 6 days, but also feel your best. And once you start feeling good, it is so easy to start maintaining that because you don't want to go back to how you felt before. All right. So that is the basic version. And for those of you sticking around for the more advanced version, this is only for people who have actually been tracking their food. Like you weigh your food, you track it, you know exactly how many grams of carbs, you know exactly how many grams of fat and how many grams of protein you're eating. So this is what I'm personally doing to just lean up just a little bit for the 4th of July. So the main thing is you wanna be having at least 1 gram per pound of lean body mass of protein. So for me, I'm 180-ish pounds. So my lean body mass is probably 170. So I need at least 170 grams of protein per day. For me, I've been working up to it. So I'm currently at 200 grams of protein a day. So you wanna keep your protein there. Do not go any lower than protein. This will allow you to cut calories in other places, but also maintain your lean muscle mass. You see, the biggest mistake people do when they just cut carbs or they cut calories is they already don't know what they're currently eating. So now they're just eating less calories just for emotions because that's what they think they need to do. But that's how you lose that muscle mass. So if you know exactly how much you're eating, keep your protein there. Do not lower that protein. Next, I would move your fat to about 20% of your total calorie intake. So for me, I'm currently eating about 20 to 2300 calories. So 20% of my fat is usually about 45 to 50 grams. So I'm keeping my protein at 200 where I have been. So when I cut my carbs and my calories, it allows me to keep my lean muscle mass. I put my fat at 20% just because it's proven and shown that a lower fat diet will produce a leaner body. And then I cut my carbs to about 50% of what they're currently at. So lately, I've been eating about 200 grams of carbs because I've been in a little mini cut already. But for this week only, knowing mentally that this is not a long-term thing, it is just for a short time, I'm gonna cut my carbs down to 100 grams. And here's a little secret tip to help you manage those carbs and get the most out of those for your diet, is to eat them around your workout. So for example, for 100 grams, if it's perfect for me, I would try to eat 50 grams of my carbs before my workout, and then have 50 grams of carbs after my workout. Those are the two biggest meals, most important meals that your body's gonna absorb the most of and utilize it the best. So if you want to utilize your carbs most, eat the majority of them, if not all of them, around the two meals around your workouts. And then the rest of the day, if I need some extra carbs, or munch on some vegetables, right? You could have a bunch of vegetables for very little carbs. So if I go over 100, it's no big deal for me because I'm just trying to cut up just a little bit. So that is the more advanced version. Again, basic version, 2 shakes a day, 2 snacks a day, 1 colorful meal. Keep it simple. But if you have already been tracking your food, weighing your food, knowing all that stuff, keep your protein where it's at. It should be at least 1 gram per pound of lean body mass. If you're not exactly sure what that is, best guess, take your weight minus 15 to 20 grams of that, right? So if you weigh 200 pounds, aim for 180. Put your fat at 20% of your total calorie intake, and then put your cut your carbs in half. All right. Again, that is only for people that know what they're doing. If you have not been tracking your food, do not try to cut anything. Just follow the basic plan and just eat healthy. And that alone will help you not only lose the weight, but you're going to feel the best forever. All right. So if you found this information valuable, go ahead and share it with your friends. If you can, click the link above. I'm in the running for Mr. Health and Fitness. Send me a vote. Also on that link, there's a lot more free content that you could consume as much as you want. All right, guys, have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon. Hey, what's up, everybody? If you found this information valuable, then you will absolutely love my texting community. You can ask me questions anytime you want, plus I'll give you free content each week that nobody else gets. To subscribe, all you have to do is send me a text to 626-602-7151. Again, that is 626-602-7151. I'll be looking forward to your text, and don't forget to subscribe and share this content so we could reach millions around the world. And always remember, you are only one decision away from changing your life.